There's a special group of psalms in the Bible from chapters 120 to 134. They are called the Psalms of Ascent. They are ancient songs that Jewish pilgrims would sing while ascending the hills towards Jerusalem and up the steps into the temple. Here, Christian recording artist Michael Card sings Psalm 121 in Hebrew. So imagine this song now and the cries of the Hebrews in unison, singing this psalm of ascent from chapter 121, but singing by the thousands, how their help comes from the Lord. I trust the theme of this meditation from Psalm 121 will offer you much encouragement as you seek to worship God today, as you strive to voice joyful praise to the Lord, and as you long for His help. So to begin your meditation, settle into a place of quiet reflection for a moment. Disconnect from all that you can, or all that you're able to. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but let me mind the time today. As you settle, listen and join in to this responsive prayer from another psalm of ascent from chapter 130. Respond softly with, Lord God, You are my help. Out of the depths, I cry to You, O Lord. And respond, Lord God, You are my help. O Lord, hear my voice. Respond, Lord God, You are my help. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. And respond, Lord God, You are my help. So pause here now in continuing quiet reflection as God begins to transform you by the renewing of your mind with thoughts of His help and His keeping. Let this continuing time of stillness move without effort into a time of prayerful presence with God. Prayer is the most you can do, so be the most you can be now in prayer in the presence of God, using your words from your heart and in your time. Continue as you find yourself becoming even more aware of God now and His Spirit and His Son, but through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes and take note of your breathing now. Just slow, deep breaths. Belly breathing. Let your stomach expand and then shrink back down with each peaceful breath. Inhale to a count of five if you can. And then exhale to a count of five. It may take a few deep breaths. Just feel yourself settle into that rhythm. In fact, imagine yourself singing this psalm as you breathe. Inhale slowly through your nose to a count of five. And as you exhale, think silently about the help that God offers you. As you exhale, just whisper, help. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, and just continue to whisper the help of God. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Take note of everything in and around you, your world and your body. Just encounter everything right now. What are you aware of? Recognize for a moment what you need help with right now, and label each need, then release it to God in His help. Your mind may wander, but when you realize it, try once again returning to the help that God offers you here. No judgment, no condemnation. But as your mind wanders from His care, let that be your reminder to return to His help. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations. Don't study it too closely for now. Just be aware of it. But do listen carefully for a word gift from the Holy Spirit. One as you listen to Psalm chapter 121, verses 1 and 2 from the New International Version. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind from this passage? Well, remain there for another moment. After pausing there, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Well, rest here in the truth that you are in the presence of the Creator of the universe, and He cares for you. Through the Holy Spirit and the example of His Son, He helps you. He cares for you. So rest there. Listen once again to a wider perspective from the New King James Version. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words just wash over you. Let your mind drift through the imagery of God's care. His care and awareness of your needs, it's complete. His eyes never leave you even as you sleep. Meditate on that as you rest. Just feel His gaze. Thank you. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the contemporary English version. Listen for words of God's attentive care. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment. Imagine being on a pilgrimage thousands of years ago, walking with your friends and family up the steep rocky hill towards Jerusalem, the sweltering heat, your aching, tired feet, dusty sandals and clothes. You're thirsty. Your stomach is surely growling. But let the words of this psalm comfort you. Hear the singing. How God is present, aware, never sleeping, always watching, always helping. How does it feel hearing of God's help in the midst of such struggle? As you were present in your imagination ascending up to Jerusalem, discern God's presence in your life now, here. Can you relate to those ancient feelings of need? Are they still as vibrant today in your life? Well, take this moment and be present with the current help and care of God. Where do you feel the most urgent cry for help? Well, let that be your prayer. Let that be your psalm to God. As you close your time, return to your breathing. A whispered breath, one of meditation, that God helps. Let the word help guide you today. Let that be your meditation all through your day. And let me pray now too that you remember to lift up your eyes to the mountains and be reminded that God is where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within you, to accomplish infinitely more than you can ever dream, ask, hope, or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. In the days ahead, you will surely face moments of need. But by God's grace, through Christ, you have the help that you need. God offers you loving care and tender guidance. You might experience some doubt of that, thoughts of worry and feeling overwhelmed. But in those moments, simply thank God for the reminder that He never sleeps and is always on watch to care for you. You might also know someone who needs help. Surely you do. Someone ascending their own rocky hill. Who is it? See them in your mind for a moment. How can you reach out to them and remind them of the hope and care they too have in Christ? Just spend time listening to their needs and simply be available to them, offering help to others as God has offered it to you. So when you're ready, step out to encounter God, remembering that no one is useless in this world who helps someone else in need.